Pedaling for PSPA, Stories of Determination and Compassion. Cycling is often seen as a personal challenge, a way to push one's physical limits and embrace the thrill of the open road. However, for some individuals, it becomes a powerful tool to make a difference in the lives of families affected by PSP and CBD. Stefan's journey of reflection and resilience. Stefan, a novice cyclist, took on the monumental 100-mile Ride London in May 2023. Having never cycled a distance like that before and being assigned a later start time near the back of the pack, the apprehension and anxiety set in. Stefan chose to support PSPA because of his dear friend Earl, who has PSP. Watching Earl's movement and mobility be affected, as well as his vision, and the impact this has had on Earl's family, drove Stefan to use his Ride London ballot place as a means for awareness and fundraising. With the support and adrenaline on race day, Stefan finished the ride in under 7 hours, exceeding his expectations, with his original fundraising goal surpassed more than 3 times over. Stefan's dedication highlights the power of cycling as a force for good. Total raised during the challenge, £3,811. Wearing a PSPA jersey was very inspiring, and on the ride I reflected on why I was here, doing what I was. There was no way I wasn't going to finish. Anne's tribute ride for her dad. For Anne, cycling became a healing journey after losing her father in 2022. Anne's father, initially diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2015 and then PSP, had always prided himself on keeping fit and healthy, and on the many walks he and Anne went on over the years, he spoke about his desire to go to Vietnam. Her father's dream of visiting Vietnam remained unfulfilled due to his health issues. However, Anne was able to carry his spirit forward in 2023. Just after Dad died, I struggled to find a purpose to carry on. The total devastation was drowning me, and then an advert popped up on my Facebook about 10-day cycle from Vietnam to Cambodia. I felt like Dad's guiding hand was helping me find something positive to focus on. I decided I would do it to raise money and awareness for PSP, the horrible disease that took him from us. The training was difficult, and those who followed my journey would know I fell off the bike a few times and ate numerous flies unintentionally. I've never travelled anywhere on my own in my life, so that alone was going to be a challenge. Anne found purpose and a positive focus through cycling, creating a lasting tribute to her hero, Reuben Davison. At the time of writing, Anne has just returned from her 264-mile, 6-day adventure, and more than doubled her original fundraising target. Anne says, "Crossing the finishing line was such a proud but emotional moment for me. I know Dad would have been with me celebrating the end." Total raise during the challenge, £2,320. Dewi's 600-mile challenge, Roscoff to Santander. With motivation coming from his own mother's battle with PSP, Dewi and friend Tim embarked on a very unique cycling challenge in June 2023. A challenge that would cover around 600 miles from the top of France to the top of Spain. The journey, spanning 2 weeks, was not a traditional event, but more a personal challenge with a heartfelt purpose. The pair camped en route and carried everything they would need on their bikes with no additional support. Dewi and Tim did not just cycle for the physical feat, but to raise awareness and funds for PSPA. Total raised during the challenge, £1,450. Personal experience. Total raised during the challenge, £2,155. Freddie's 100-mile challenge for Nanny. Freddie, age 14, rode 100 miles from Basingstoke to and around the Isle of Wight over the course of 2 days in August. Freddie says, "My nanny has been poorly for quite a while. She used to have fuzzy blurred vision, which no one could help her with. She went from doctor to doctor, hospital to hospital, even the optician, but no one could help her. COVID then happened, and she appeared to fall off everyone's radar, and she's not one to make a fuss, so she didn't." At the beginning of 2023, Freddie's nanny had a couple of falls and found herself in hospital. Fortunate or not, while she was in hospital, there was a doctor doing his routine checks, and he recognised the telltale signs and symptoms and immediately went and organised some scans. After a lengthy stay, many tears, and just as many worries from the family, Nanny came home, and not long after, they had the diagnosis of PSP. Freddie said, "I felt so sad and angry. My dad said we had to be strong for Nanny, and we were going to make some amazing memories. Nanny wouldn't want us to be sad." The family were soon blown away with people's kind donations and messages of support on their fundraising page. The original target of £1,000 was reached on the day Freddie departed Basingstoke and headed for the ferry terminal. The route took him through the lush Hampshire countryside, and the weather was perfect. Arriving on the Isle of Wight around 4 p.m., and determined to cover as much distance as possible, I was soon met with hellish hills that got me questioning what I was doing. I kept going, thinking of all the sponsorship and support. I couldn't let anyone down. Not finishing was not an option. The family rallied together for a finish to remember with all the emotion and elation you can imagine. In the end, the original fundraising target was more than doubled, and Freddie now has set himself a goal of cycling from London to Amsterdam. Could you pedal for PSPA in 2024? These stories showcase the diverse ways individuals are using cycling as a platform to support PSPA. Whether it's reflecting on a friend's battle, honouring a loved one's unfulfilled dream, or facing a personal challenge for a cause, each pedal is a symbol of hope. As these cyclists journey through miles and memories, they carry the mission to create a better future for everyone affected by PSP and CBD. Interested in taking on your own cycling challenge? Let us know by writing to fundraising@PSPassociation.org.uk.